answered by power.
Now when you feel a little prayer returning, then you'll know a little fire is burning,
and you will find a little talk with Jesus makes you right.
Well, let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will hear
our faint cry.
He will
answer by time.
Now when you feel the prayer turning, then you'll know
a little fire burning.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. He made my heart numb and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will hear
our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you feel
a little prayer returning,
then you'll know
a little fire is burning.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you feel
a little prayer returning,
then you'll know
a little fire is burning.
He will
find a little talk. Now let's sing it one more time.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you feel
a little prayer return,
then you'll know
a little fire is burning.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Oh, let's love him this morning. Hallelujah.
Well, and I'm going to keep on. I believe I'll press on. Well, you know the devil is on my track, and he's trying to hold me back. But I'm going to keep on till God turns this thing around. And I'm going to pray on. Oh, I believe I'll run on. Well, you know the devil is on my track, and he's trying to hold me back. I'm going to keep on till God turns this thing around. When the devil says you're sick and your body can't get well, just rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. Send him to the pits of hell. Well, the devil's been on my track, and he's trying to hold me back. I'm going to keep on, run on, pray on. I'm going to keep on till God turns this thing around. I'm going to keep on
till God turns
this thing around. Well, I believe I'll run on
till God turns this thing around.
Well, you know the devil is on my track, and he's trying to hold me back. I'm gonna keep on till God turns this thing around. Well, somebody needs a miracle, some need money too. Well, my God's got everything you need. He can do what you need him to do. Just trust and believe him, never give it to doubt. Oh, believe in God, he'll set you free. He can work it out. I'm gonna keep on
till God turns this thing around.
Oh, I believe I'll run on. You know the devil is on my track, and he's trying to hold me back. I'm going to keep on till God turns this thing around. Oh, and somebody needs a miracle, some need money too. Oh, my God's got everything you need. He can do what you need to do. Just trust and believe him, never give in new doubt. Believe in God, he'll set you free, 'cause he can work it out. I'm going to keep on. Well, I believe I'll run on. Well, you know the devil is on my track, and he's trying to hold me back. I'm gonna keep on till God turns this thing around. Oh, I'm gonna keep on. But I believe I'll keep on. I believe I'll pray on. I believe I'll pray on. I believe I'll keep on. I believe I'll press on. I believe I'll run on. I believe I'll press on. I believe I'll pray on. I believe I'll run on. Well, the devil's been on my track, and he's trying to hold me back. I'm going.
till God turns this thing around. Well, and I'm gonna pray on. Oh, I believe I'll pray so. Ain't time to hold me back. I'm gonna keep on till God turns this thing
the Lord this morning. Let's magnify his name. Amen. If you know you're saved today, let's give him honor and give him glory. Hallelujah. Thank him. Thank him for salvation. Thank him for the Holy Ghost. Thank him for healing your body. Hallelujah. Provisions, favor, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 We can do better than that, church. Come on from the bottom of our heart. Hallelujah. This is the Lord's house and the Lord's day, and we're the Lord's people. Hallelujah. We honor you, Lord. We magnify your name. We love you. We give you praise and glory. We thank you, Lord, that we're redeemed. We thank you, Lord, that we're saved. We thank you, Lord, filled with your spirit, the hope of heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you what you're going to do today in the house of the Lord, the lives that are going to be blessed. Lord, we just thank you that we're able to get together in your house today for the freedom that we have, the liberty that we have to worship you. Hallelujah. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Hallelujah. Step across the aisle, step a few rows back. Welcome your neighbor into the house of the Lord today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank God. Remain standing if you would. Amen. I didn't see a funeral sign or a funeral procession coming into the house of the Lord today. I didn't see a hearse outside. I didn't come to a funeral today, did you? Amen. I come to lift up the name of the Lord. What about you? Amen. So let's do that again. I don't think we've done that just yet. Let's give the Lord the best praise that we've got. Amen. Let's give him the greatest praise that we can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We enter your gates today with thanksgiving. We enter your courts with praise. Ah, we make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name it is to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, if you love the Lord, say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you as you're seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Deacons, help me today as we worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. Amen. Also, I'd mentioned a couple of weeks ago today we would try to begin. We're running a little bit behind as far as timing is concerned, but with the hotels for camp meeting, appreciate Brother Jeremy taking care of that. And last count, I think, is 75 or something like that. And we're going to be over that, I know. And so the last few years, you've helped us do that, your family, by giving $75 or more. And if you want to do one night, I'll do what our family did last year, and that is three nights. And so here's mine. Brother Jeremy put that in the offering this morning. Brother Jeremy also has it set up on the website that if you want to give your contribution for the hotels there, you can do that. But just real quickly, I need to take account. I know this makes me as uncomfortable as it does you, but this is about the only way we've been able to get it done the last few years. So if you're willing to do that, I just want to see you raise your hand real quickly. If you, your family could do that, we certainly would appreciate it. And some of you will be doing even more than that, one night, but you're at least doing one night. Hold your hand real high for me if you would, please. You can do it this week or next week, and I certainly would appreciate that. God bless you, and God always meets the need. Looking forward to camp meeting. Camp meeting is going to be wonderful. A lot of folks coming, a lot of folks excited, some first-time guests coming, and we're just excited about that, and the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Brother Shoecraft, Brother Gallagher, going to be a marvelous, marvelous time, and just 2 weeks away. This Saturday is work day, all right? Camp meeting work day is this Saturday, so remember that. And as always, if you can't show up for Saturday, you're working, let us know, and there's other jobs you can do throughout the week and to be part of what God is doing. So let's give today as unto the Lord. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord. Brother Johnny Sykes, lead us to the Lord in prayer, if you would, please. Amen. As you're giving this morning, let me read this card that'll be posted on the bulletin board. It said, with special thanks to all of you for everything you've done, for being the special people that you are. Thank you so very much. We really don't have words to express our thanks to you all for all the kind words, visits, food, flowers, etc. that was given during Mama's last years and her home going. You're such a wonderful people. Thanks so much for being there for us. We love you all, Brother Steve and Sister Marcia Purefoy, and let's continue to pray for their family and lift them up. Brother Bob as well, continue to pray for him. Amen. Appreciated the wonderful time at camp meeting in Bristow this year. Just an awesome, awesome time, and appreciated the services here and the good reports of what God did while we were out there, but had a marvelous trip there and back, and just an outstanding camp meeting. I'm glad God's not dead. Amen. I'm glad God is still moving, and God's still baptizing in the Holy Ghost, And God used the choir Sunday and again Tuesday night just to bless so many, many people. Had a marvelous, marvelous time. So I'm thankful for the opportunity to go to camp meeting and the Bristow relocation and the new, those of you that have been there in the past, they're at a brand new facility and different location. And they own it now instead of renting. They own it and a kitchen and just an outdoor open tabernacle and the children's church pavilion and 20-some hookups. It's amazing what God has done in 3 years there. But more than that, I was grateful the way the board just wanted the Spirit of the Lord just to move in the midst of that camp meeting, and God certainly did in a marvelous, marvelous way. Amen. I thank God for blessing our young folks, and as they got to singing the other night, and the Holy Ghost fell, and all of them just knew what to do. They knew what to do when the presence of the Lord came into that tabernacle to worship God, and I appreciate that. Amen. So very much. I'd love to see a duplication of that right here during our camp meeting. Amen. For the Spirit of the Lord just to come by and touch our hearts in a wonderful, wonderful way. He wants Sister Robin to sing this morning, if she would. Let's worship. Let's worship with her, and then we'll change the order of the service. Amen. God bless you.
Think about the Lord, how He saved me, how He raised me, how He filled me with the Holy Ghost, how He healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how He picked me up and turned me around, He placed my feet on solid ground. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy of all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. When I think about the Lord, how He went away to prepare a place, but He's coming back someday. He promised to take us away. When I think about heaven, no more sickness or death. There'll be no more tears. We'll worship up there on holy ground. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Jesus, you're worthy of all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. When I think about the Lord, how He went away to prepare a place, but He's coming back someday. He promised to take us away. When I think about heaven, no more sickness or death. There'll be no more tears. We'll worship up there on holy ground. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It makes me want to shout.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. If you have your Bibles, go with me to the New Testament. And I want to read three scriptures for you today. And as you're turning there, continue to pray for, or at least begin to pray for, our young folks, they'll be leaving today to go to youth camp at Granite City this week. And so trust the Lord will anoint them and bless them. And Brother Brim's church today, I think he's nervous, but I think Grant is preaching there this morning. So trust the Lord will help him. And then tonight he's over at Brother Newton's. So he's a busy little fella this summer. So pray for him. And I'm glad for these young folks that want to serve God and work and labor for the Lord. Amen. And I pray this week at camp, youth camp, young folks will just, some of them need to really get a deeper work of sanctification. We still believe in that, don't we? Of course, some of the adults do too, but you're not going to camp, so I guess we need it this morning. Amen. Some of them need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so I pray the Lord will just pour out his presence. Brother John Brock, Brother Douglas Meadow, I know it's going to be good, going to be great. And looking forward to next Sunday when they come back and tell us some of the reports of what God has done. Amen. Their hearts and their lives. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter number 11. Acts chapter number 11 first. And then we'll go to Acts 26. And then we're going to 1 Peter chapter number 4. I want to talk to you this morning about three pictures of a Christian. Three pictures of a Christian. And I want to read the three times in the New Testament the word Christian is found in Scripture. All right? So the three scriptures that I read for you today are the three times in the New Testament the word is Christian is used, and I want to look at the different perspectives of those verses. Acts chapter number 11 and verse number 26, and you understand I have time to give, you know, contextual analysis of every scripture, these three readings. I'm just jumping in to grab that word Christian. 11 and 26 of Acts, and when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. The disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Acts chapter number 26, Paul before Agrippa. Acts chapter number 26 and verse number 28. Paul says, then Agrippa said unto Paul, rather, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. One more, 1 Peter chapter number 4 and verse number 16, I believe. 1 Peter chapter number 4, verse number 16. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. If any man suffer as a Christian. Amen. God bless you as you're seated today in the presence of the Lord. A Christian, I want to be an old-time Christian, the songwriter said. I'd rather be an old-time Christian. Amen. It'd be a rhetorical question that if I asked most of us if we were Christians today, we would probably answer in the affirmative. We would say that we are Christians. We are Christians. I just want to unpack a few verses in the New Testament and talk a little bit about that, because it seems as if in our hour, not only is Christianity being attacked, but it's being misunderstood by so many, because there are so many people that claim to be Christians and have a wide spectrum of ideology that is outside the confines of God's Scripture in the New Testament. So I don't want to be deceived. Amen. I want to know what the Word of the Lord says. I want to know who I am. I want to know my identity in God and in Christ. I want to be a believer. I want to be a Christian, because I believe Christians are the one that's headed to heaven, don't you? Amen. I want to be a Christian. The analogy in the New Testament of becoming a disciple or becoming a believer is that picture of a new babe, a babe being born. It seems as if a lot of people have the idea that Christianity is something you just attach to an existing lifestyle. Some people say it this way: well, we started going to church, and they assume they're being a Christian. or we started giving to the church, or we started being more faithful to a church attendance, or that I serve on a committee. But really, in the New Testament, the idea of being a Christian is very, very simple, and that is that you're completely born again. You become a babe in Christ. Paul said it, that old things are passed away. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. So somebody that already has an existing life and then just attaches Christianity to it is misappropriating the scriptures. We had no life in God before Christianity. We were dead in our trespasses and sins against God. And so just coming to a church and joining a church, there's folks that I spent 2 hours on the phone Friday with a preacher in another state just trying to work through some issues because he's coming along behind me. I'm not where I want to be, but he's a little bit younger than I am, and so he's trying to parse that out, how some people can come to church and not be a Christian, and how some people can come to church and really not follow the leadership of the church. But it was that way in the New Testament, and it's going to be in that way in the 21st century. Not everybody that claims Lord, Lord is going to enter into the kingdom of God. And so I want to be a Christian. I believe it was Josh McDowell said that Jesus came not to teach Christianity, but Jesus is Christianity. Don't miss that. He didn't come to teach Christianity. He is Christianity. And so this morning, a lot of times we have the idea that Christianity is this system of beliefs. It is this procedural ritual that we go through, but it's none of that, friend. That's the aftermath of studying, but it's born of a relationship with God and Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus, you're not a Christian. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you're not a born-again believer according to the New Testament standard. God, help us today not just to study Christianity. I think there's a lot of people that study Christianity, but they've never been born again. They like the fellowship. They like the routine. They like the culture. They like the traditions, but they really have never been born again. Amen. But when I got saved, friend, old things were passed away, and behold, all things become new. So whether you're a young person that's been raised in church, that is wonderful. But it's more than just learning Christianity in the head. It's got to be born in the heart. Amen. I'm glad for that truth that we know in God's word. And so we step into these three scriptures today. The first one shows us that Christians are people that stand out from the crowd. That Christians are people who stand out. In Acts chapter number 11, in verse number 26, the word of the Lord is recorded, and he said the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. After Paul and the others taught them for a year, they taught them how to be Christians. And because of the lifestyle that evolved in their life, because of the way they started living their life, there was a name that was attached to them. And the name that was attached to them was not Paulines, but it was Christians. They identified with Jesus Christ, not the church. Amen. There's a lot of folks that want to identify with the church, or they want to identify with God. But here, my friend, they were called Christians. They were not just called God followers. In our 21st century, as long as you stick with the generic name, or and with no offense there, of God, people will let you slide. But if you begin to name the name of Jesus Christ and the exclusivity that comes in following him, for Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father. If you will abide by that exclusivity that Jesus laid down, it will ostracize you. It will cause you to stand out. It will not allow you to blend in. I'm going to tell you, friend, in this hour, Christians cannot blend in. Christians cannot just be part of the rigmarole of a daily society. If you're really born again, if you're a child of God, if the name of Jesus is alive in your heart and your mind, you're going to see all kinds of things that oppose your worldview and oppose your mindset, and you're not going to be able people just to blend in. Now, if you just attend church and go through the motions, you might be able, like that little girl after youth camp told her youth pastor, said, pray for me. I'm going back to work Monday and pray it all goes right. 3 weeks later, she said, man, it's going great. Nobody's even found out I'm a Christian yet. Hey, that's not the mindset that we need if we're a child of God. Amen. Oh, God, help us today. Christianity, our worldview, that we have a different set of beliefs. Our morality, our mindset is completely different from this world. The modesty that we have, it is completely antithetical to what we see in the direction of the culture of our nation. But my friend, we find ourselves rooted in the Word of God today. We find ourselves established on the unchanging Word of God. Amen. And so I'm so glad today to know I am a child of God. I understand today that we are a royal priesthood, that we are a peculiar nation, that we have been called out of darkness and into the marvelous light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why C.S. Lewis said it this way. He said, I believe in Christianity as I believe the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else. Amen. Oh, I love that today. Amen. When Jesus comes into our life, it changes our mindset. It changes our worldview. It becomes our purpose in life. It isn't something that we attach to a pre-existing life. He is our life. He is our joy. He is our peace. Amen. Paul said it, without him, or Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Paul said that in him is our being. We move and live and have our being in Christ Jesus. Amen. I want you to know, friend, beloved, today, that Christians stand out from the world. They are distinct from other people, and they will be discussed by other people. Not only are we distinct from other people, but other people will discuss you as well. Amen. Take it as a badge of honor. Amen. Take it as a trophy to be put in the case of your faith. Amen. That the world knows that you're not following along. That the world knows that you've been born again. That the world knows you're a child of God. That the world knows you're a Christ follower. That the world knows that you're just not accepting any religion. And you're just not a religious person. But the world knows, amen, that you were born again as a new babe in Christ, that our heart is different, that our mind is different, that our desires are different. The addictions that we had were broken in the name of Jesus. The things that we used to love are the things that we now hate, and that which we used to hate are the things that we now love. Amen. The presence of God and the Word of God and the Spirit of God. I don't want to raise a generation of young people that just know how to do church and are just familiar with going to church. Amen. But give us a generation of young people that have a relationship in their heart, that they know 2,000 years ago that God sent his only son into this world. Amen. That he gave his son to die upon a cross. But on Easter morning, that son that died in a borrowed tomb was raised in power. That was raised in power. And we don't have to read out of a history book. We don't have to read out of some kind of dead creed. But this morning we can gather into the house of God and know that Jesus Christ is alive. And he's not only alive in heaven, but he's alive in our heart. Amen. God, give us some mamas and some daddies that know that church is more than just going through the motion, but Jesus is alive, that Jesus Christ is alive in our heart, that he's alive in our spirit, that he's alive in our mind, that he controls every decision of my life. He's not just my Lord, but he is my Savior. And not only is he my Savior, but he is my Lord as well. And if you want him to be Savior, you gotta take him to be Lord. Amen. But all, can we submit to him today and say, thank God he is our Lord. He is the Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, somebody love him this morning. Give him praise and glory that you know Jesus, that you know Jesus is alive. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't go where the world goes. We don't talk like the world talks. No, sir. We don't spend our money like the world spends their money. Amen. We don't live haplessly in this world without a purpose. Amen. But there is a distinct change in the life of a child of God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I remember as a child, this will date things a little bit, but some of the ones talking, my dad's age and some of those that were talking about when they got saved. Amen. Maybe Brother Johnny Sykes even identified with this, that they talked about when they got saved, they stopped going to the car races. They used to go to the drag strip. That used to be the big thing back in the day. When I was coming along, entertainment used to be popcorn on the top of the airport roof. We used to go watch airplanes land and take off. We've come a long way. Amen. But I can remember Friday nights at the Dayton International Airport. Amen. Just watching planes land and take off. Land and take off. Family time. Amen. That used to be the day. Amen. But they laid down going to the drag strip because they wanted to be in God's house. They wanted to identify. They wanted to identify with being a child of God. Amen. There's to come a day in this generation and this culture, amen, where you get saved and nothing changes. Amen. I meet folks all the time that say they love God like I do. They're still addicted to their cigarettes. Amen. They still drink their alcohol. Amen. But there was a day in America when we preached, when you really got saved, you laid down the world. You stayed out of the honky tonks. You laid down the tickets to the country music concerts. You stayed out of the rodeos and the ball games. Amen. There was a definitive experience that the church had. Amen. We're a child of God. Amen. We're the church. Talk about us if you want. Make fun of us if you want. We told the world. But we'd rather have the favor of God. And we'd rather have Jesus. And we'd rather have the presence of God. I'm going to tell you, friend, right now, I've got my mind as made up right now as I ever have in my adult life. I'd rather feel the presence of God. I'd rather feel the anointing of God. I'd rather be in church with God's people. Amen. God's people stand out. God's people stand out. Amen. Don't be ashamed to stand out. Amen. Don't just try to blend in on the job. Amen. God has put you on that job to let the light of Christ shine. If they ridicule, if they make fun, so be it. But if Jesus went to Calvary and died and was ostracized, criticized, ridiculed, and crucified, can we not suffer? Can we not take a little persecution? Can we not be made fun of a little? Amen. God, help us to stand out. But notice with me in the second text, Acts chapter number 26 and verse number 28, Paul is confronting Agrippa. He is mastered by the truth, but notice his message is not received by Agrippa. Christians not only stand out, but Christians speak out. Not only do we stand out, but we speak out. Paul challenged Agrippa with the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Agrippa was not converted, as far as the record indicates, but he was left without excuse. Finney said that when he preached for several reasons, but one of those reasons was to leave men without blood upon his own hands. God help us that if we water down the truth so much that people can be comfortable in the house of God and never, ever be born again. Christians, speak out. As I was studying for this the last several weeks, two stories just jumped out to me. One was in the Willard School District of Missouri. A superintendent was giving his commencement address. After a lengthy career, he was ready to retire this year. You may not think that a commencement speech is the place to mention Christ and a Savior, but it never would have been an issue 50 years ago. It is the history of our country. But his acronym of his speech, Kent Medlin was his name, was he told the young folks to succeed in life, they needed guts. They needed grit, understanding, teamwork, and a Savior. And at the end of that, he did what he had customarily done, and that is that he gave a prayer of blessing. And if you wanted to join in, that you could join in with him and pray. So many were offended by that simple commencement address of guts, of grit, understanding teamwork. How many realize grit didn't offend anybody? Teamwork didn't offend anybody. Understanding did not offend anybody. How many knows it was the last word? Savior. 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 Some said, this is school, it's not church. Well, there was a day when you couldn't differentiate the two because we had so many godly men that were leading the country that it just was interwoven in who we were. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But because of the pressure, the board suspended him, and now he is suspended with pay as the investigation returns. Given 2 weeks to clean out his office. All because of this. It was not his educational background. It was not the assessment of the students under his tenure, but it was the fact that he had the audacity to stand on a public school platform and tell them they needed a savior. Amen. You say, well, what if it was converse or reversed and somebody talked about Islam? Well, they're already doing it, friend. I said they're already doing it, but here's what I know. Christianity has never been done in a corner, and we're not scared to debate. I said we're not scared to debate. They don't want a religious test among the Muslims, but they are doing the opposite and giving a religious test among the Christians. That if you're a Christian and you love Jesus, they want you to silence yourself. They want you to shut your mouth and be quiet, like you're some right-wing fanatic, like you fell off Mars somewhere. Amen. But friend, I want you to know, amen, young folks, I don't get, and I know you go to our school and we do Christian textbooks, amen, but they try to rewrite the history of our nation. Amen. But when George Washington, God help me, when George Washington bowed down, go back and read that story. Amen. He was not bowing to just a God. He was not bowing just to the supreme being of the universe. He himself was bowing to the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob. He was bowing in the name of Jesus Christ. When Ben Franklin called the constitutional lawyers together and said, if we don't get together, we're going to hang separately. And they called a prayer meeting. They called not on the supreme being of the universe. Amen. Some tree or some monkey somewhere or an elephant in India. But they called on the name of God's only begotten Son, the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. It is Christians that speak out. Amen. Make fun if you want. But I'm in God's house today, and I'm telling you my name's in the book of life. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I said, take the whole world, but give me Jesus. I said, give me Jesus. Hallelujah. Recently, one of the Wheaton alumni was interviewing, and you probably maybe caught tail ends of this story this week. He was interviewing for the deputy director job of the White House Office of Management, which I didn't know our politicians knew what a budget was, but nonetheless, hopefully they'll do something. But he's interviewing. Mr. Bernie Sanders began to ridicule his faith, and because of a post that Donald Vogt made a couple of years ago in response to that debate that was going on at Wheaton, and the issue was this: do Christians and Muslims worship the same God? That was the debate among some of the Wheaton professors. It divided their staff, their faculty. You know, it was settled, and there was a lot of litigation and things that went on. But friend, hear me this morning. Christians and Muslims do not worship the same God. I don't think anybody deserves to be treated with disrespect, with lack of dignity, but that has nothing to do with saying I've got to assume that our ideology and our theology is interwoven. I don't expect them to accept my theology just because I say it's ecumenical and they have to. Amen. But friend, I want you to know today, amen, as he was confronted, as Donald Vogt was confronted by Bernie Sanders, those words, I've got it somewhere, I wrote it down, the words of Bernie Sanders was this: concerning his faith, concerning Donald's faith, he said, this nomination is not someone who the country is about. Amen. And he ridiculed because this was the statement. He said that Muslims are condemned because they don't believe in Jesus. Well, I got the answer for you. Donald Vogt didn't have to say a word. All he had to do was quote John chapter number 3 and verse number 18. And Jesus has already told us. Amen. Jesus said anybody that doesn't believe in Jesus is condemned. In John 3 and 18, Jesus said, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Amen. You can put your faith in a monkey. You can put your faith in an elephant. You can put your faith in a degree. You can put your faith in a dollar bill or an institution or a government, and you shall be and forever will be condemned. But if you put your name in the name of Jesus and put your faith in the name of the Son of God, you shall be redeemed. Oh, hallelujah. I say thank God today. There is a name. There is a name above every name. The name of Jesus. Oh, somebody shout this morning. I said somebody shout that name, Jesus. Ah, we can do better than that. Shout that name, Jesus. Christians are people who speak out. But thirdly and finally, let me get out of your way. Christians are people who sing out. Not only do we stand out, and not only do we speak out, but if any man, 1 Peter 4 and 16, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. Amen. But let him glorify God. Amen. Oh, friend, this morning, if any man suffer, let him not be ashamed. What does that mean? Don't take the tuck head. Don't lose your praise. If any man suffer as a Christian. Now that doesn't mean you get to do what you want to do. And God's got to bless it. Notice the qualifier. If any man suffer as a Christian. If any man suffer as a Christian. If somebody takes your parking spot, I'm not sure they're crucifying you as a Christian. If you don't pay your proper tax bill and they come after you, I'm not assuming they're ridiculing you because you're a Christian. If any man suffer as a Christian, when you're doing right, when you're standing out, when you're speaking out and you get persecuted and you get that pressure thrown into your way, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do as a believer? What do you do as a Christian? What do you do? I'm just gonna be quiet. Woe is us, preacher. Woe is us. No, it's not what the Apostle Peter said. Let him glorify, magnify God. Hallelujah. There ought to be something inside of our hearts that wants to sing out praise to our God. I'm not listening for the praises of men. I don't think the world is going to applaud what we're trying to do. I'm not expecting any letters of commendation from different ones for what we're doing as a church, a college, or a school. Amen. But friend, I'm going to tell you this morning, I've got a deep praise in my heart. I've got a praise in the depths of my spirit for the God of heaven, for the God of my salvation. And if you think I'm going to get discouraged and not praise God, if you think I'm not going to use my hands to clap my hands to the Lord, use my voice to magnify God, you got another thing coming. Amen. I believe that's why we ought to come to God's house. One reason is to lift him up. One reason is to sing out. Why don't somebody shout hallelujah this morning? Why don't somebody shout praise the Lord? Why don't somebody shout thank you, Jesus? Somebody ought to shout, you're covered in the blood. Somebody ought to shout today, you're saved and sanctified and Holy Ghost filled. Somebody ought to shout, you're on your way to heaven. I said somebody ought to shout today that God has never left us and God has not forsaken us. Somebody ought to shout today that we're the church of the living God and we're sanctified and spirit filled. Oh, somebody ought to stand to your feet, throw your hands in the air and say hallelujah and say thank you, Jesus. I say blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God. Oh, bless the name of the Lord, bless the name of the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, there is a name I love to say. Oh, that name of Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord, bless the name of the Lord. Christians are those who sing out. Ah, one more time from side to side and front to back. If you've got a praise in your heart, why don't you give it to the Lord right now? Oh, he is our Savior. I said he is our Savior. Glory, glory. Oh, lift him up, young folks. Lift him up, mom and dad. Praise him, church. Praise him, church. Glory, glory, glory. Let's take some time and magnify the name of our God. Glory, glory. Ah, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, be not discouraged. Be not dismayed. Oh, the Lord is with us, the Lord of heaven. I said he's with us this morning. Anybody feel him with us this morning? How many believe the Lord is going to help the church in the last days? How many believe God's still with the church? We're not going down. We're getting ready to go up. I said we're getting ready to leave this world, but God's not coming back for a dead church that's lost their praise. I said he's coming back for a church that's worshiping him. He's coming back for a church that's magnifying the name of the Lord. Glory to God. So why don't we come around this altar today? Let's just magnify the Lord. Why don't we stand and worship him? Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Clap our hands, lift our hands, worship the God of heaven. My God, my God.
Oh, I've got a right. Glory. To praise the Lord.
Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
I've got a right to lift my voice.
Oh,
ain't
praise
nobody
him.
Got the right but the children of the Lord who've seen the light.
Glory, glory.
And redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've got a right. I've got a right to praise the Lord. Oh, I've got a right to lift my voice.
Oh, we love
ain't
you, Lord.
But the children of the Lord that's seen the light, been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've got a right. Oh, I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to lift my voice. Ain't nobody got a right but the children of the Lord who's seen the light, been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've got a right. I've got a right to praise the Lord about when I think of how he died for me. I've got a right to raise my hand and shout when I think of how he set me free. I've got a right to lift my voice. I've got a right to sing and rejoice. I've got a right to tell the world about the freedom that his love can bring. And I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to lift my voice. Ain't nobody got the right but the children of the Lord who's seen the light, been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've got a right. Got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to lift my voice. Ain't nobody got the right but the children of the Lord who's seen the light, been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've got a right. I've got a right to thank the Lord about when I think of how he died for me. I've got a right to raise my hands and shout when I think of how he set me free. I got a right to lift my voice. I got a right to sing and rejoice. I got a right to tell the world about the freedom that his love can bring. I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to lift my voice. Ain't nobody got the right but the children of the Lord who's seen the light, been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've got a right. Oh, I've got a right to praise the Lord. my voice. Ain't nobody got a right but the children of the Lord who's seen the light. Been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've got a right. I choose to be a Christian. I choose to live like this. Nobody's making me do it. This is how I want to live. You decide for you, and I'll decide for me. Holiness is what I want to be. I choose to be a Christian. I choose to live like this. Nobody's making me do it. It's how I want to live. You decide for you. I'll decide for me. Holiness is what I want to be. Oh, I choose to be a Christian. I choose to live like this. Nobody's making me do it. It's how I want to live. You decide for you. I'll decide for me. Holiness is what I want to be. I must admit from time to time, the thought of heaven crosses my mind. The Lord has come and sounds too good to be true. But if it was all just a fairy tale, if there was no heaven, there was no hell, I'd still be happy living like I do. Because I choose to be a Christian. I choose to live like this. Nobody's making me do it. It's how I want to live. You decide for you. I'll decide for me. Holiness is what I want to be. I choose to be a Christian. I choose to live like this. Nobody's making me do it. It's how I want to live. You decide for you. I'll decide for me. Holiness is what I want to be. I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to lift my voice. Ain't nobody got a right but the children of the Lord who's seen the light. Been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've got a right. Oh, I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to lift my voice. Ain't nobody got a right but the children of the Lord who's seen the light. Been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've got a right. I got a right to thank the Lord about when I think of how he died for me. I got a right to raise my hands and shout when I think of how he set me free. I got a right to lift my voice. I got a right to sing and rejoice. I got a right to tell the world about the freedom that his love can bring. I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to lift my voice. Nobody got a right but the children of the Lord who's seen the light. Been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've got a right. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. won't turn back. I have decided to follow Jesus. Oh, I've decided I'm gonna follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I won't turn back. I won't turn back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, I'm gonna follow. Whole world, but give me Jesus. You can take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I won't turn back. I won't turn back. Oh, I decided I'm gonna follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I won't turn back. I won't turn back.
Let's sing it together. Let's sing it to the Lord.
Hallelujah. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. You can take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I won't turn back. I won't turn back. Though none go with me, I'm still gonna follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, oh, I'm still gonna follow. I won't turn back. I won't turn back. Oh, I have started for the kingdom. I have started for the kingdom. I have started for the kingdom. I won't turn back. I won't turn back.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let the church be the church. Amen. I'm glad to be a Christian. Praise the Lord. Appreciate you being in the house of the Lord. Appreciate God's mercy. Amen. Amen. Good to see Brother Jeff's family with us today. Appreciate them being in the house of the Lord. Amen. And tonight the Trawicks will be with us, so look forward to service this evening. And pray for the young folks. They'll be leaving this afternoon to go to Granite City. Pray for Brother Kelly as he drives the bus. And pray the Lord will just pour out his spirit and his power in that meeting. Amen. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord today. Brother Brent, lead us to the Lord in prayer if you would, please. God bless you.